Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Change is always happening, but no matter what changes in 5 years, there's one thing that will stay the same: the price of your internet. With the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee, you get 5 years of the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment included for a price that stays exactly the same. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Most reliable Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report August 2024.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from I know the way to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on The Tour Coach. Thanks for joining in and thanks for following along. It is my mission to bring you some of the best instructors, the players, mental coaches, fitness experts, everything you need to play better golf, all of the people I find fascinating that can give you information to help you in your pursuit as a teacher or as a player. It's all here on Dew Sweeper TV or wherever it is you get your podcast. Thanks for watching The Tour Coach podcast, and hopefully this helps you teach better, play better, and enjoy the game. All right, it's Masters Week. Joining me here on the pod for Masters Week, my favorite week of the year. I know it's his favorite week of the year, too. Wayne Flint, longtime mentor, one of my great friends, always here on the pod. Wayne, I know it's your favorite week, and you're the first person ever took me to Augusta way, way back in the day, and we could tell a bunch of those stories, but they probably wouldn't be what everybody's wanting to listen to. I still remember those wings I got, or those ribs one night. Look at them under the light. But
look at them under the light.
Look at them under the light from that establishment downtown Augusta. But, you know, I learned a lot my trips to Augusta with you early on, especially, you know, teaching. And I encourage folks that go to try to learn from what the best players in the world do. And obviously you could do that at any tour event, but I think Augusta magnifies everything. And so many people, so many recreational golfers and regular golfers watch the Masters way more than they would watch the Valero Texas Open, you know, or whatever. So it's such a good opportunity for people to learn. Let's come up with five things that people can learn from watching the Masters. What would be one from you?
Well, Tony, there's no question. It's my favorite week of the year. And I do think we can learn a lot every year watching it start to finish. You know, the one thing I always noticed when we went over there together back in the day, and, you know, we would watch them play their practice rounds, it was amazing to me the creativity the guys have around the greens there, you know. And they just don't miss the green, grab their 60-degree wedge, and, you know, jump out of their cart and go hit it. You know, they go figure out a way to get it up and down. Now, sometimes they do hit their 60-degree wedge, but there's a lot of creativity around those greens and ways, you know, because of the speed of the greens and the slope of the greens, you know, creative ways to bring the ball to the hole without flying it right at the hole. You know, they can play it off to the side, and, you know, maybe average golfers can't do that quite as much on normal golf courses because the slopes are not as severe, but and the greens are not as fast, but certainly people can can use their eyes and their mind to be a little bit more creative around the green, and instead of just trying to hit that one stock shot and do it every single time they miss a green. So creativity around the greens is a big one, I think.
And if you're a golfer out there wanting to get better, like you practice, you, when you go to on the golf course in the evening or you go to the range, you go to your practice green, try hitting a bunch of different shots. That's how they learn to do it, right? I remember you telling me old stories of back in the day in Chicago, you and Norm Tums hitting a bunch of just crazy spinning shots, trying to – that's how you learn.
Yeah, I mean, we used to – you know, we used to try to see who could spin it back the further, hit it low and spin it back, and, you know, we thought it was cool. And we didn't really know how to do it. We were just trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, lo and behold, we'd hit one and make it happen. And we'd say, well, what'd you do to do that? Well, I don't know. Let me try it again. You know, we didn't know, but we kept on trying different things and using creativity and feel and touch and all those things, you know? So I think people have to, you know, have to get creative. And, you know, back then we didn't have 60 degree wedges and 58s and all the stuff. We had a stock Wilson staff 55 degree sandwich, and we had to hit everything with that. You know, I mean,
at Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Yeah.
We had to learn to hit it high. We had to learn to hit it low. We had to learn to bump and run it. You know, all the things, all those things. There weren't the six pack wedge systems like there are now, you know? So we had to do a lot of different stuff.
Second thing I'm going to say is lag putting. Like, watch how much, you know, if you get the opportunity to go, and now with the unbelievable Masters app, why every golf organization couldn't have an app this good, but like where you can watch people on the range and get all the data. But if you have the chance, watch how much they practice speed control and lag putting, and how much they focus on that. I never see recreational golfers spend any time on that, very seldom. They may hit a few 5 or 6 footers and a few 10, 15 footers. They go to the tee, but focusing on speed control and putting is something everybody could benefit watching this week, and how important it is.
Well, there's no question. And, you know, we've been over there a bunch together, you and I, and had a lot of fun doing it. But those greens are big and they're undulating, you know, a lot of slope, a lot of speed. And, you know, no one's going to have a bunch of 8 and 10 footers over there. Certainly the guys playing the best are going to, you know, get it closest to the hole. But everybody at some point this week is going to have some really long lag putts that they're going to, you know, they're going to have to get close. And in order to stay in the tournament or to stay near the lead of the tournament, you've got to control that, because the run out over there at Augusta is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
You can hit a great 30 footer and still have a 6 footer left. I mean, so
absolutely,
you really have to control your speed over there, because the run out will just keep on going forever if you, you know, let it get away from you. So there's no question about that. So two of the most important things I think are short game, which you know, you and I are preaching all the time to the players that are trying to be competitive. They, you know, you got to spend a lot more time and a lot more creativity and a lot more imagination. All those things really tend to help you zero in on your short game and get it as good as you can get it.
All right. So what would be your third thing people could gain by watching?
You know, I think another thing that happens over there is, you know, they don't just bash the ball down the middle of every fairway. They really figure out how they want the ball to come into the into the green on their second shot where they want to leave it. You just can't hit it on the green over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can hit it on number nine and hit it 40 feet past the hole. And boy, let me tell you, you're going to have your hands full not three putting that green, you know? So yeah, you've got to really figure out, you know, where you want to, the ball to be when it's done. If it doesn't end up right next to the hole, perfect. Where do you want it to be to give yourself your best chance of, you know, an easy two putt or two putt par, or, you know, a nice 15, 18 footer up the hill instead of downhill, side hill. And, you know, so course management of where you want to hit it in the fairway, how you want to bring the ball to the green, you know, it's just not bash away and then go putt. You know, it's, you really have to think your way around that golf course, especially. And you've been over there during the tournament week with your players, and, you know, there's a lot, they're looking at those yardage books a lot over there. You know, yeah, they're not just freewheeling it, you know, playing the hole.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And I was going to say, for the fourth, it dovetails with what you just talked about, but that when they get out of position and they hit a bad shot, which all of them do, they put the ball back in position the next play. Like, you see guys hit pitches or chip outs or chase balls up to certain areas where they've got an easier play. Like, everything's about getting the ball back into position. And I think recreational golfers, your handicap club golfers, could really benefit from that. They're not playing golf courses as severe as Augusta. But when you're out of position, watch these guys through the week on TV or in person, if you're lucky enough to have a ticket, go there. Watch how, when they're out of position, where they go put the next ball. And how, and right. And if you, like with the coverage now, where you can hear a lot of it, caddies and players back and forth, listen to the discussion where the caddies, like, on Monday, we had Coop on, and Coop took us through the 10 most important shots at Augusta. And it was, you know, listen to them talk about, like, he talked about 12. You've got 4 feet, you know, 4 yards going all the way. Like, you can make par from here, but you can't there, right? The importance, right, of always keeping it in the right position, and when you hit a bad shot, taking your medicine. Because they'll make, yeah, bogeys. I think they're okay making bogeys, because you can make a bunch of birdies at Augusta with the par 5.
That's right. That's right. It is amazing that they will put the ball, you know, where it looks like, oh, well, he should be able to knock this up on the green or right around the green, and they'll lay it, you know, they'll lay it out there 20, 30 yards, you know, short of a hole or to the right of a hole, to give them the easiest pitch into the slope where they can control that ball and get it ending up around the, you know, around the hole. So yeah, they have a reasonable putt for par. So yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. You can, you're never going to take themselves totally out of the hole, bury themselves, make double bogeys, triple bogeys, you know, by making mistakes. You know, they try to play mistake free, and, you know, hey, you're going to miss the putt here and there. But if, you know, if you come at it from the right direction and the right area, you're going to make a whole lot more of those putts than you're going to miss if you can keep your ball under control. No question about that.
All right, last one. What would be your fifth thing folks could watch and learn?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's amazing. You know, we'll get to see those guys over there, and they're going to be, you know, they're going to be excited, and they're going to be nervous, and all the things that go along with playing tournament golf. And, you know, you start seeing that these guys are human beings too. You know, they hit great shots and they're nervous. And, you know, I always remember a story a friend of ours told us about one of his guys that had got himself into contention, and had about a 20-footer for an eagle or something like that. And they said, come on, let's go do it. And this guy said, well, you know, I've been waiting to hit this putt my whole life. So these are human beings out there
right.
with a high level of excitement and all that. You know, it means a lot to them, too.
Right.
And, you know, we find out that they're not just robots playing for trophies. They, you know, they've got emotions and they learn to deal with that. And like you said, the caddy and player exchange is critical over there because probably nobody knows those guys better than their caddy.
Especially, no question about it.
Especially in those situations. And, you know, they can see when they're getting a little antsy or a little anxious, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the ability of the team working together and how they truly work their way around that golf course. It's just not magic. I mean, it's something that they go out every day with the intent to do, and they try to get better at it every day. And, you know, we're going to see on Saturday and Sunday afternoon, especially, we're going to see the best in the world doing it. That's for sure.
Wayne, awesome stuff. Enjoy Masters Week. Thanks, as always, for sitting there with me. Look forward to chatting soon, bud.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tony.